She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? The Film and Everything Podcast. We're back for another episode. I'm here with Josh today. Josh, hello.
Hello.
We're on Skype right now. We saw Invisible Man over the weekend. This is a movie I honestly, I remember seeing the trailer for it, and I thought it was going to be stupid. I was kind of like, I had no expectations for it at all. Then it was getting a lot of buzz when it came out. I think it was like a, what, 90% on like Rotten Tomatoes or something like that?
I think so.
Is that right? And then a user score was like 89, so people were really liking it. So, you know, I went to check it out. I think you checked it out on Saturday, right? I saw it on Friday. Then I saw it again on Saturday just to really, you know, watch it twice. I had the time, so, like, why not? So, first things first, before we get into it, what I didn't know, and I really want to give credit to this director, it's written and directed by Leigh Whannell, if I'm saying his name correct. But he did Insidious Chapter 3 and Upgrade. And he co-created Saw because he's a good friend with James Wan. You know, James Wan, you know, he's doing Aquaman now, but he did the, I believe, Insidious movies and I think The Conjuring, if I'm not mistaken. So, he, you know, he's the one that kind of got, like, those horror films going again. They both created Saw together, you know, out of film school and stuff like that. And now he's kind of, like, you know, making his movies now with Insidious Chapter 3, Upgrade, and now this one. So it's a, he has a pretty good filmography so far. So I just wanted to mention that real quick because I figured that out today. I actually thought that was really interesting. It's crazy how you don't really know who these directors are. It takes them time to get in this position, you know. But The Invisible Man, based off the book, I believe, by H.G. Wells. So it's a story that's been told before. This is his adaptation of it, you know, implementing, I guess, like this modern take on it. So I'll start with you, Josh. What did you think? Because I know you were kind of, you had, I think, higher hopes about this movie than I did. I know I was kind of, I was a little hesitant about it when I saw the trailer. So what did you think?
I really liked it. I thought it was really good. Because I didn't really watch like the trailers that much. I was kind of just like, just waiting for the movie. And it's really good. Like they did it. Like it was just well done. So just so really well done. And what's this girl's name? The actress,
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah,
Elizabeth
she,
Moss. She does amazing in this.
Yeah, because she sold it. Like she really did. Because I feel like if it was like anyone else, they kind of were not done as good. I feel like because I feel like the way she did it. Like
yeah.
You kind of feel like she's crazy. Like she's going crazy, you know?
Yeah. No, she went full method in this. She went full crazy.
You know?
She went full crazy. No, she did really good. I mean, if she carries this movie, if this had been anyone else and they had done an average job, this movie would probably not work at all. Because, again, this movie relies on the fact, I mean, we're dealing with an invisible thing. Like, there's something that you can't see, but there's something there, or, you know? Or we think that something's there, you know. That's like kind of like what this movie is implying at, and it's sold and it works so well because of her acting, her facial expressions. You really feel like she's going through it, you know. She does amazing in this because she's really looking at nothing. She has nothing to work with.
It's a guy in a green costume in the film.
For certain stuff. But you know, I would assume the scenes where there's nothing there and it's just her.
Well, I saw a picture, and it was, you know, the kitchen scene when she's like being dragged and stuff and like getting attacked.
Uh-huh.
That's a guy in a green screen outfit.
Oh yeah, that for sure. Yeah, yeah. I just mean like the more subtle scenes, you know, like in the trailer when like the there's one scene when she's in her room and she's just looking back, but there's nothing there. But she starts her face, like she picks up that. She kind of has that anxiety, like she felt like something was behind her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something very relatable because I feel like everybody kind of goes through that. You know, like when you're going upstairs by yourself at night and you kind of feel like there's something behind you. And then when you look around, when you turn around, there's nothing there, you know?
Yeah.
But you kind of have like that sensation. And like, I don't know, she sold that really well. You know, she just kind of turns around and she feels like this presence there, and she can't see it, you know. She is the movie, you know. Yeah, I agree with you. I really like this movie. I had zero expectations for it. When I saw the trailer was very forgettable. I was like, what is this? Why is this? You know. But it's really well done. I mean, the cinematography is amazing. It's so well shot. Finding out that this director is the director of Upgrade, it makes perfect sense, because there are some action scenes that you see in the trailer, and those action scenes are very similar to Upgrade. You know, the camera following the bodies when they fall, or kind of like this dynamic movement. So it made sense to me. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it reminded me of Upgrade, you know. It shot really well. I mean, the opening scene in this, which we're not going to spoil it yet, at least until the spoiler section, but the opening scene, that's when I knew, you know, a movie is going to be good, you know, when it has a great opening. The opening scene for me is like, that's the hook. That's going to tell me whether this movie's going to be average or not. And I love the opening scene in this, just even from when the credits are rolling, you know, it's like the ocean and the waves, and I thought that was so subtle. And I like how little they did with this movie. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't want to show too much. They really wanted to leave it to the audience to imagine how this person was and her relationship and everything. I love that. And you were actually telling me, right, that the opening scene at the test screenings, they were saying to change it, to add more. About the relationship and all that, and the director like really fought against that, right? He didn't push for it.
Yeah, because they wanted more like showing, I guess, like the abuse.
Right. And
he didn't want to do that. Like, he didn't want to show a scene, you know, of her doing like the dishes, and it's like he's like hitting her, oh, because it's not clean enough.
Yeah, he was kind of making fun of it. Yeah, he said that. He says, I can never write a scene as scary as what the audience would think, would imagine, you know. And it's true. Like, show that, you know, the opening scene, how it's done is done perfectly. And you kind of, like, leave it to the audience to decide how scary this person is in your own mind. So everyone has their own version of that person. And it's so true, because you're giving us less, but it's actually doing so much more for the movie. And I love that. It didn't go that cliche route. Yeah, like what you were saying, her doing the dishes and she didn't clean it right, and he smacks her and like yelling. It's like, okay, you know. So he did really. That was a great call on him. And again, Blumhouse does some really good stuff. Like, they have a lot of weird movies. They're very into that mid-budget movie making. You know, this movie is it's a $7 million budget, and right now it's at $50 million. In the box office, which is amazing. So he actually, I just found out, I was reading up today, he got a 2-year deal with Blumhouse, a 2-picture deal. So he's going to be working with them more now. This movie is making money, and it's doing really well. One thing we forgot to mention, the soundtrack for this movie.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The soundtrack in this is really effective. Just from straight from the opening, you know, I thought it was awesome. And let me see here. The music is by Benjamin Wallfish, if I'm saying that right. This is great stuff. The movie felt, the soundtrack was so cool. You know what I mean? I'm looking here. Let's see. His compositions include original scores for A Cure for Wellness, Hidden Figures, Lights Out, Desert Dancer, It. He did the one for It. Blade Runner 2049. Maybe he did part with Hans Zimmer and Shazam. Wow. Okay. And what else do we got? Yeah, that's what we have so far. That's pretty good. That's pretty good resume there. So I loved what he did with the score for this movie. It's so good. And I love how subtle the movie is. The movie really takes its time. You know, it's not all just jump scares. It really wants to make you anxious and give you that anxiety, because it executes the premise really well. Because I always felt like the premise of this was kind of ridiculous, like the concept, but they actually got that premise and executed it really, really well. Like, it's so well done. I love how steady, like, there's some steady shots in this where the camera's not moving, and it just makes you wonder, like, where is this person in this shot? Is he even there? And then when the things start to happen, you know, it starts playing with your mind a little bit. This movie really takes its time. It doesn't rush. It doesn't try to. It's a pretty long movie. It's 2 hours. It's a 2-hour movie. And my first viewing, there were some parts maybe where I was like, oh, this feels a little long. But watching it a second time, I actually liked it even more, you know. And it was awesome seeing, like, the second time I was kind of watching the audience reactions a little bit, how they were, you know. The scenes were so tense that people were stopped eating their popcorn. Everybody was just dead silent. And that, like, everybody had that tension, that anxiety. They would get scared, but nothing had happened yet, you know? And then when that, you know, when there's, and then when the scene passes, everybody just starts moving again and getting their popcorn. So it just shows how effective the style for this movie was. They didn't really go this generic route, I feel, with this movie. Elizabeth Moss is amazing. I mean, she sells it. I mean, completely. She went full, like, I believed her. Like, I believed she was, like, losing her mind. You really feel like this person is, like, being ripped open from the inside out and just being abused and, like, harassed. And, like, you know, you just felt it, you know. And you see her throughout the movie going through it. What did you think, Josh? Because I know a lot of people didn't like how slow the movie was. I heard some complaints that people were, like, saying it was a little too slow at times, that, you know, maybe it needed to pick up the pace. What did you think? Did you feel like the movie was too long, or
not really? I was like in it the whole way. Like, I didn't feel it slow. I didn't feel it, like, dragging. I was just, like, invested the whole time. Like, I wasn't really like, oh my god, like, here we go again. Like, I was kind of just, I don't know. Like, I was kind of. I didn't think it was slow. I thought it was just well done, the movie.
I would say, like, the only issues I would have, you know, there's some logistical issues. There's some logistical issues. I guess we can get into in spoilers, but little nitpicky things that if you can't suspend that your disbelief, you know what I mean? People are going to have issues with it, and people are going to just... you know, they're going to have a hard time just trying to push through that. For me, I was able to just forget about it and move on. But there are some little things where it's like, okay, but how does this make sense with that? Or there are some of those type of things. But other than that, though, I mean, the premise, I always found it kind of weird, but it's executed so well. And the soundtrack is great. It's shot amazing. Again, there's, like, tropey little things, you know what I mean? But, again, it's a thriller, horror film type of thing, and that's the route they have to go. You know, it has to be a little tropey at times. It has to be this way, because if not, they have to progress the story, you know?
Yeah, and it has, like, you know, the good twist and stuff. It really helped out, like, the film more.
Yeah, there's definitely good shocking moments in this movie. Like, that left me, like... I things that I just didn't see coming, you know, and I really respect it for that, because the movie didn't feel, again, it didn't feel generic or predictable. It could be I don't know. It depends on if you've seen all the trailers or not, you know, but it definitely caught me by surprise just with things going on throughout the movie, how well done it was, certain scenes that it really did throw me off. I was like, well, where's this movie going to go now, you know? And the movie does go... When you think it's about to end, it just keeps going. And I love the ending. I thought the ending was actually great. What else am I missing? I don't know. It's just really well done. Again, you know, little logistical issues that we'll talk about in spoilers. But I was really impressed. I was not looking forward to this movie. And it's a surprise. It's like one of those hits right now for Universal. It's... don't be surprised. I'm sure they're gonna want him to do a sequel. Blumhouse gave him a 2-picture deal now.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll do a sequel.
No, he said in an interview, like, he's not even thinking about that right now. He's just letting the movie work and seeing where it goes.
Yeah.
And he does want to go back, and he wants to start going into some action stuff again after doing Upgrade, because he really enjoyed Upgrade. But anything else, Josh? Anything else that you wanted to add on? What you thought about it? Anything that you didn't like?
Well, I can't wait for like spoilers to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like
the issues. What would you give this movie? What would you?
No, it's an 8. I'll give it an 8.
It's an 8. Yeah.
Because you know it lost a few like you know it lost those 2 points because of a few like little issues there that kind of like stuck like it kind of like stayed with me throughout the movie. It kind of like it bothered me a little bit. Well, other than that, it's a good film. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, there's definitely some like little logistical issues again because the premise itself is kind of crazy. So I expected that, but again, executed so well that the movie just really works and it really does get you. It was really tense, and I'd give it an 8 as well. I really recommend this movie, guys. Go and check it out. It's worth it. It's a lot of fun. You're gonna enjoy it in a theater. I had some good reactions from the crowd. You know, people getting scared or laughing or you know. It's really good. It's kind of refreshing because I honestly thought this movie was gonna like be terrible or something. You know, I was like, this movie looks stupid. What is this? What's going on here? And it proved me wrong. I'm completely wrong on that. And it was really well done. I didn't know that this was the director that was doing it. He wrote it and directed it. Great score. Again, Blumhouse does really good stuff. You know, they do really good stuff. And yeah, guys, definitely go check it out. We're going to get into spoilers. Anything you wanted to add, Josh, before we get into spoilers that maybe we didn't mention?
No.
All right.
Spoilers.
Yeah, we got to get into spoilers because we can't say more because we don't want to ruin it for you guys. So we're going to get into spoilers right now, guys. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. Definitely go watch it and come back. And, you know, hear our thoughts on the spoiler section. If not, you know, stick around. So, spoilers gonna happen right now. Okay, we gave them a chance. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so where do you want to start with spoilers?
I think when the girl gets punched, that
scene. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
That scene, like, it was good. But at the same time, I was like, wait, what? Why did she just assume that she hit her? Like, man, because the angle where she got punched didn't really make sense. Because she was laying down.
Yeah.
She was laying down with her head.
Watching it the second time, I looked at it. I was, like, really looking at it more, you know? So they planned it out, like, in a clever way. So literally, the girl was starting to look down the other way. So she wasn't even looking at the main character anymore, at C. She wasn't looking at her anymore. She was starting to look down, turning her head. And C's character was kind of going up a little bit already. So they just kind of timed it perfectly to where she can't see her. And her face was at an angle where it looks like she hit her. You know what I mean? And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'll take that. And also, I don't think her first reaction is going to be, there's an invisible person hitting me. You know what I mean? That's the hard part.
But considering you're having like a good, you know, talk and stuff, like, I don't know. Like,
maybe the way she... Yeah, maybe the way she reacted. Maybe she should have been like, why did you hit me? Why would you... You know, but she was just more like, get away from me. You know,
yeah,
like,
it was too... I was like, wait, what?
It was too... Yeah, it was too...
Why are you screaming? And I was like... I was like, man, you just got rocked.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, she got hit with that. I wonder what he hit her with. It must have been like a good left hook. Like,
oh. That was the Deontay Wilder punch.
No. I don't know. I understand. Like, I can see why she thought she hit her. Right. And I think it's more of the issue with the reaction.
And plus, too, like, the power. Like, I don't know, I felt like there was a lot of power in that hit.
Yeah. Yeah, when like, she got hit, everybody's like, oh!
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, shit. Because, yeah, like, she got rocked.
I thought she would have gotten knocked down, honestly.
Joe Rogan comes out. Oh, my God, he's hurt. He's rocked.
She's rocked.
She's rocked. Oh, my God.
It's like a whole wrestling match.
The movie comes like a whole WWE event. But
like
I don't know.
Stage event.
Because the way he punched her, it didn't make sense. Like at least for me, like I kind of was like, wait, what? Because he punched her, and the way like she moved, and the way the girl was laying down, it just didn't really add up to what happened there.
The second time watching it, the punch and everything, okay, like it added up, right? Like the physicality of it, I was like, okay, I can see why maybe she thought she hit her for no reason. But my problem was like the reaction of it. She should have just been, I felt like it would have been more realistic for her to be like, why would you hit me? She was just kind of like, ah, get away from me, ah, you know.
Yeah, like
just
the reaction
full crazy.
Yeah, like the reaction was like she just stabbed her or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and she's like, why would you, like, and I don't even think she said that, right? I don't think she says, why would you hit me? She was just like, don't touch me, get away from me.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you
should be a little confused.
You should have been confused. Like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, because she was acting crazy. If she was acting crazy already, then yeah, but she wasn't. She was still just kind of crying there. So I would have been like, yeah. So I would have been confused, scared, but confused. Like, why would you hit me? Why would you do that? But maybe to progress the story, she had to just be like, oh, get away from me. Oh. And then when James was mad, his eyes, I was like, dude, this guy is going to snap her neck. And he's like, see, I suggest you leave. When he was looking at her with those big eyes. Like,
I'll bust your ass open right here.
Baby, I will tear that ass. Right. Oh, yeah, let's go, baby.
Come on, baby girl. Like, man, when he got, dude, he got his shit rocked. That guy.
That
dude,
was brutal. Did anybody in your theater react to when he came out in the tank top? You know when she was crying and in the first scene about the footprints on the blanket, and the James guy comes in, but he has like a tank top, his muscles are popping out of his body.
Uh-huh.
And those people in my theater are like, damn, they're like, Jesus, this guy's jacked. Because he was like, he was crouching over the bed, right? His triceps were like popping out. I thought they were gonna like eat her. It was like, Jesus. Yeah, dude. I was like, oh my god, that guy is jacked. So everybody was like, whoa, hey, you know, because he was like super up close, you know. That moment was funny, but you know what scene I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, but I just thought I didn't get any reaction.
He had those crazy eyes, though. He was like, see,
see,
I suggest you bust your ass.
I'm gonna tap that ass.
Yeah,
he
was good, though. He was good.
No, he looks familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure we've seen him somewhere.
I've seen him somewhere. I just don't know where.
Let me see. Let me check the cast here.
I think I've seen him somewhere else. But no, he mashed. He mashed. I mean, no, but he got his shit rocked. He was...
That was a scene.
Yeah, his eyes went back and everything. I don't know how he did that, but his eyes were just white. Like, he was...
See?
Just, like,
I don't fuck around.
Well, I like, too, the action was good, too. Like, the action, like, it was... brutal.
Yeah.
I think the reactions I got in the theater was when the sister died.
That was a huge shock. That guy, that even got me.
Yeah,
starting to get along, and then boom, I was like, oh shit. But the issue I had with that.
Yeah, there's an issue with that because the cameras. Why don't you look at the cameras?
It's like, why didn't she mention, hey, look at the cameras? That's one. Number two, I'm gonna do Stephen A. Number two. She kept holding on to the knife, unless he was holding the knife on her, but she kept holding it. I would have dropped it right away.
No, but she was in shock. You're just talking to her, then they...
Yeah.
Like, bleeding.
Yeah,
right
she was in shock. I get that, but she could have been like, guys, like, look at the cameras if you don't believe me.
And
you know what I mean?
See the knife in the air, midair, and how it goes into her hand. Like, it's like if someone threw it.
There's a floating knife there. You know what I mean? So that part, I was like, fine.
And then,
just because I like the shock.
Yeah, no, that was good. I never went that. Everyone was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, crap.
By the way, the James guy, he's in Hidden Figures, What Men Want.
Hidden Figures,
Jack,
what is that?
That's the one about the three women in the NASA. Remember that one? Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, Straight Outta Compton. He's in Straight Outta Compton. MC Ren. So I think that's the DJ or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look at this. I'm going way back here. Big Mama's House. He's basketball teen number two. Basketball teen. He's 33 right now. This is 2000. Oh, my God. That's 20 years? Oh, my God. How's 2020 years ago? That's so crazy. Jesus.
But,
What? So yeah, he was a basketball teen. He was like an extra, basically, in Big Mama's house. That's so weird. 20 years ago. Yeah, so he was what? Oh my god. He was like 13. Wow. That's really weird. Because Big Mama's house, 2000s, that still feels like not that long ago. That's so weird. Anyway, so yeah, that's where he's from. But with the I thought that was a huge shock scene, you know, with the sister. But at the same time, I was like, wait, but why aren't you telling them about the cameras? Why aren't you, you know, like there was a lot of issues that I had with that part.
Yeah,
of it, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, another issue too in the film is when she finds the suit, take a video of it. Take a video of the suit activating. Take a video of it activating and all that. So you
could have been a little smart. She did have her phone.
No, she did. Yeah, she did. She called the sister from the Uber.
Yeah, she could have done that. Watching it the second time too, because at the first time I was like, wait, what? How does she get that other suit? As you see her putting it away and hiding it. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. She was hiding.
They were saying like she could have used it.
I think what it was that I think she hid it because she wanted to use it.
She didn't
want to
risk it. Yeah, she didn't want to risk it.
Because if he catches her when she's holding, he's gonna take it.
And then she's screwed for sure.
And no evidence. And then she was gonna know that she knows. Yeah, and she was gonna tell the cops about the second suit, but it seems he was always there.
Yeah, she should have just taken video. Like, guys, here I am at his house.
And hello, when he called her, and if she was in the attic, why did she take his phone? I was like, wait, take the phone. He took pictures of you when you were sleeping with his daughter.
And it's his phone.
And that's his phone. And it literally shows you sleeping and her sleeping, and it's literally like from an angle where someone's standing over you.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, come on. I was like, come on, that's another dumb moment. Like,
yeah, little things like that.
Take the phone.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you
definitely
showed it to James. Things. You said, hey, James, look at the phone.
Hey, baby wait. Girl, don't talk to me, baby.
Like, oh, look, there's someone took pictures of us sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
So that was another moment. I was like, oh,
and he's
on.
A cop, so he could have been like, no, that wasn't me, you know? So different stuff like that. But then, you know, that had to happen because it leads to her in the mental institution, which all that was really great.
I thought when she grabbed the gun, I was like, oh no. I was like, are they gonna do the whole thing where they're gonna blame her for killing all those cops or shooting all those cops?
I know. Yeah. No,
no. I was like, no, please don't do that. Like, please tell them there's cameras and that you see the footage of an invisible guy.
The
doing
invisible
all that.
Man.
Yeah, because when he finished killing all those cops, which was an awesome scene.
Yeah, it was.
And that was an awesome scene, but when I saw her grab the gun and start moving, I was like, oh no.
She could have picked up the gun earlier too. Like when he was killing all those people, she could have started shooting at him from there. That was a little tropey, just to let him run away, you know? Because when he was walking and everything, she could have like picked up the gun
and I really like I did with the suit too, like he's walking, it's like turning on and off. And it's
yeah,
like,
the glitching and stuff.
Like, I thought that was cool.
She could have shot him there, though. But I get why they didn't. You know, they had to use that trope so that, you know, they had the car chase and the whole thing.
Yeah.
I also, the whole twist of, like, it was the brother, and you think it was just the brother, and then she doesn't believe that. She goes to dinner.
Yeah, that was a good scene, too. I didn't see that coming when she was in the hospital thing. And he just goes up to her, and he whispers her, like,
yeah, that was a
like
great
everything.
Scene.
I was like, oh, yeah, shit.
The whole thing with the pen. But what I didn't like is that she cut herself pretty deep with that pen. And then after that scene when she runs out, like, she's not bleeding anymore. She's fine.
It wasn't really, like, a deep... Like she cut herself, but it wasn't enough where you see the blood, like, constantly because he stopped her instantly, the guy.
Maybe.
He never... She just did it to get him to show. Because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So you just did it to have him come out and then to stab him.
It looked pretty deep though. It looked like a big cut. So I was like, oh, like she should be bleeding out right now, you know. But
I mean, she had the Band-Aid on the end.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. Again, that's like super nitpicky. It's like a small little thing. I was like, oh, wait, but where's the blood when she's running and shooting and driving?
I mean, she's also in the rain, too, so it's probably washing off.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm going to see that might go too deep in. It's just a small little thing.
Yeah. And then from there, we get the... He's threatens the... The daughter.
That was a good scene because...
Yeah, he was like choking her and everything. I was like, damn, this guy's not messing around. Yeah, and then that's when James gets beat up.
James shows up. Those triceps did nothing for him.
Yeah, I know.
He looks so confused.
He did good, too. Like, he sold it when he was, like, getting... Like, yeah, his eyes really back and everything. He was just done.
He was like, "Get me,
fuck it, fuck
it." Baby, just go to college.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Again, because of the soundtrack, everything, the way it was shot, that was all really cool. Yeah.
I thought when she shot the guy, when she saves James, I thought she shot like his daughter.
Like it pierced through.
Yeah, that's what I thought because the waker and the daughter was right behind there. She missed.
Yeah. She told her to get down.
Yeah, but you mean the bullet later.
Yeah.
So that was the brother,
It was the brother, but it turns out it was the Adrian guy kind of setting up the brother so that he comes out and, you know, he's the victim.
Yeah, so it's just crazy.
Yeah. The movie, in essence, though, it's about like abusive relationships, and you know, it has like a lot to say about that. It's really interesting.
And the ending was really good. I loved the ending.
Yeah, I love the whole setup with the, you know, the word surprise everywhere, you know, and then that ending when he's like, "That shouldn't be a surprise to you," or something like that. This guy is a little animal.
Yeah, he's like that's the, you know, because he said that to her when she was in the hospital being tied down.
Yeah, and in the text message.
So he kept saying that, so I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, the only thing, I was kind of like, the sister died so fast right away, and then he took forever to die.
He didn't really take forever, you're bleeding out.
Yeah, but the sister was like right away. She was like,
no.
Eyes closed right on the table. Like,
yeah, because you're bleeding out and you just fall. I think
For him, he was, like, really, like, he was,
not
like...
really, but he was not, he wasn't moving. He was just on the floor looking at her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but for the sister, she wasn't even looking at her. She was just dead on the table, like, right away.
No, and, not dead on the table. I think, you know, she got sliced, and then she, like, whatever, a little bit, and then she fell down on her head on the table, and then that's when she started screaming.
Yeah, it wasn't as long as the Adrian, though, which I get why, obviously, because he had to look at her so she can give that line the surprise, and then, which was great. Everybody was like, yeah.
That was good. Even though I thought it was a little weird, she shouldn't have backed away from the camera like that. I didn't like that. She was backing away like while looking at it.
Because she was fine. She was fine. She was fine. They're not going to second guess that.
Imagine there's another camera right behind.
She forgot the other angle.
Oh shit! Oh crap! It got me. Yeah, that was good.
That was really good. That was a great ending. That was a great ending to the movie.
Yeah, that was good. Even though like she, I was like, no, because I thought the room was in the other way. I thought the room was in the other side. No, it was the right side of the room.
Yeah, she hit it. It made sense.
Yeah.
She just changed really quick, but she had it on her, so I was like, okay.
Well, I know, because you just put it on. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it is. I don't know how easy that suit is to put on.
I mean, you saw it take off the brother. I mean, it looks like it's just like you just go in it, and that's it.
Yeah. I also was wondering, like, how did this Adrian guy, being invisible, like, how did he go around everywhere so fast? Was driving everywhere?
How'd he take a shit?
When she was on the Uber going back to his place, how did he get back so fast? Yeah, like, was he on top of the car?
It'd be funny. Like, if he has to like go like take like a massive shit, all you see is like his ass cheeks only, and as he's pushing.
Floating cheeks.
It's just floating cheeks as he's
that
pushing.
Or just his head. It's like his floating head. Yeah. Wow. So it's like, I don't know, different stuff like that. It's like, how does it really work? You know, but.
I mean, but also too, it's probably like. He'll put it on, bother her for a little bit, then go back.
Go back home, chill. Watch
I'm gonna torment her today. Maybe not tomorrow. Like,
do I wanna bother her today? Yeah, let me go.
Uh, I mean, I think also him and their brother were going back and forth too. I think.
But how does he get there? Does he drive there? So is there like a car driving itself in the highway? You know what I mean? Like different things like that. It's like, hmm. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, he can teleport.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Anyway, I mean, whatever. It's for the movie. Okay. It's
cool. Yeah. Stuff that they skip, obviously, you know. But
the whole backstory, how the guy eats.
How he eats shits. What's his day like? That would be a funny spoof. What's his day like? And he's like invisible. His head is floating around the house. He's like shitting, so it's just his cheeks and his hand.
But I don't see a sequel for this, though. I don't see a sequel.
I don't see it either. I don't think they'll find a way to do something, but I don't see. How. Yeah, I don't see why.
Like
yeah.
What the James guy? I'm the new invisible.
I'm man. Taking over. He starts harassing her now.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Yeah, I know. But
that poor dog was. She kept leaving the dog.
It's like nobody loves me. Anything else? Did we miss anything? Great opening, great ending. Those two, like that was a great way to top it off.
The ketchup fight scene was awesome. I love that. Like
yeah,
it's just like how you just grabbed her.
And yeah.
And the music, the way the music plays, and it's just her being choked. That was good. And that's really and that one scene with that, I got so nervous. I was like, "Come on, you motherfucker!" And it was the Uber driver. He's like backing up slowly.
Yeah,
I was like, "God damn it!"
Let me take my time.
Yeah, and yeah, he said it. He did that on purpose. He wanted because the cinematographer was like, "Oh, I think it's just taking too long."
He's like, "I know."
And then he wanted to be like that because it makes you like, "Dude, drive, just go."
Get the fuck out of here.
Go. Yeah, because I was waiting for him to smash the window.
Yeah, like in the beginning when he's like, hey, I was laughing in that scene when he's chasing the car. He's like, Cecilia. And he punches the window and they're driving off in the beginning. He's like,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he really.
Yeah, that guy plays no games.
Yeah, that guy doesn't mess around. He doesn't mess around.
But anything else?
Now, this scene was cool too when she's walking outside and all you see is like his breath.
Yeah, yeah. Like that whole sequence was super intense. Like they did that really well because they could have gone like really generic, like Hollywood with it and just make it like, you know, jump scares or something. But it's just so subtle.
I don't know why he would jump scare. Ah!
And run away.
He runs away. I got you. And I guess the suit doesn't make footsteps. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. Like. I guess not. Because that suit is very weird. It's like cameras everywhere or something. It's like this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Yeah. It's really.
I would have liked to know how it would have worked.
Yeah, like the footsteps and stuff. What are the rules of the suit?
Yeah, because when she got it, it was just all cameras on it. So what? So does it like? Do the cameras project?
Yeah, like image mirroring or something, so that you're like invisible or something like that, maybe.
And also too, in like when the police were like questioning her, like they don't sense like he's there, like you don't hear him breathing.
I guess not. He just holds his breath. He's like, what if he farts? What if he farts in the interrogation room?
Who did that?
Who's in here?
And it smells really bad. It was like wrong name. Oh, because did you notice how he was
Cecilia,
leaning on the window?
You shit your pants again?
Did you notice how he was leaning on the window?
I didn't.
You didn't notice that? I noticed.
Why, because there's like a shape or something?
Because when they were questioning her, behind her, if you look at the glass, it looks like someone's leaning on it. I think it's like a hidden thing. I mean, I have
yeah,
to watch
yeah,
the
for
weekend.
Sure. Cause yeah,
I think
because the camera it moves out of focus from her and then it looks back for some reason, like behind her. But they do it on purpose. Like they want you to know he's there, but you can't. Like you have to look really closely to see him.
Yeah, because I noticed like in the corner of the window, I was like, man, is that like a figure, like leaning on the window? Like it looked like he was leaning on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to see it again, but that's what I got for because you know when the James guy was questioning her,
mm-hmm.
the cops, and when it cuts to her, if you look at the back, it's like it kind of focuses
yeah.
on the back a little bit.
Yeah, that's
the back
when the
of the
camera
room.
Goes up. and it gets her out of focus, and it focuses literally on the back in the corner.
Yeah,
to
when
let
she
you
was
know,
sitting.
Like, he's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like someone's leaning because the window was kind of cold, a little bit, and it looked like that part was kind of like you know when you have a cold like mirror or something, and you wipe your hand on it. That's what it looked like a little bit.
Yeah, I like that because like they do that a few times in the movie. And it just makes you, it leaves you there like, okay,
yeah, like when
look
he, when
around.
When he's sitting on the chair, you see the cushion down. Like you see the cushion
sitting. It makes you like wonder, okay, where is he in this part of the house, you know? Yeah. Like, I like that. That's why those wide shots.
He's like hiding like in the bathroom. And the James guy is taking a dump. He's just standing over him. He's like, yo, who the hell is in here with me? Where the fuck you at? What's the camping on?
He's like taking a dump and he hears him like coughing. He's like,
he's like, what? He's like, he pulls
he's
out
like, goddamn.
He pulls out his gun. Who the fuck is that? He's like shooting in his.
He hears
his
him sniffing.
Yeah, you imagine what if he had like a stuffy nose?
Yeah.
Like, all he hears like, his nose running.
Yeah.
Or if he sneezes, achoo! He's like hiding like.
He's a sneeze and a fart.
Help! Oh.
The door just opens and you hear footsteps of him running away. He shit himself, so it's like dripping down the floor.
Oh, you see sort of like marks on the floor.
Little drip.
It's like the James guy. It's like James, yo, who the fuck shit on my floor? Yo, Cecilia, what the fuck is going on here?
See, you better.
Yo, see. You better explain this, girl. Why is there shit on my floor?
You know, he has like those crazy eyes. Man. See?
Yeah,
right now, my priority is getting my daughter safe.
Yeah, well, matching him and having sex with those with bug eyes.
I'm going to kill you tonight.
Yeah. Come on, see. Yeah.
I'll be your invisible man.
You imagine that's like their weird little like fetish. He puts on the suit. Well, where am I? He's like, where am I? He's like, where am I? Oh. Now you see me? Now you don't.
It's just his head floating around.
Magic man. I don't know what. You just imagine, say James, that he had dumped. And you're like, achoo! Who's the girl? Who the fuck?
The toilet paper drops over. He drops the toilet.
He knocks it over.
Hey, who did that?
Yo, who the fuck did that? Don't fuck with me.
He's like running around.
Or you imagine he's like sleeping. He just slowly creeps up on him. He's like creeping up on him.
What else?
Yo, C, is that you?
See, I kinda like that.
It's like Scary Movie 2.
Yeah. Basically.
Where he's like nailing her on the wall. He's banging her on the wall.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
This is getting dirty.
All right, it's getting dirty. It's like Invisible Man after dark. All right, guys. That's our review on the Invisible Man. That's definitely gonna be a porno for
Invisible Man.
For Invisible
Magic
Man.
It's magic.
Magic Man.
You see me? No, you don't.
All right, guys.
Can you imagine John C. Reilly in Invisible Man? He's the one wearing the costume.
I just want to see what you're up to.
Can you imagine him with his hair? You know, he has that hairstyle.
Yeah,
this is him. It's him wearing the suit.
But all you're up to.
All you see is like his head.
Hey. He's like chasing her around. Hey!
Hey!
What about my wings?
What about my wings? That's not enough, Dad.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to leave us a review. Email us if you have any suggestions or things that you would like for us to talk about at filmandeverything@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @filmandeverything_podcast. Feel free to DM us anything you'd like us to talk about, any questions, suggestions, stuff like that. And if you're, we have also our YouTube channel, Cruisin' Films, C-R-U-Z-I-N Films. Go ahead and check us out on there. We got our short films, more video podcasts, and different videos and stuff like that. If you want to see more, we are also gonna start like streaming on Twitch. We're gonna actually do one today, right after this episode. It would be too late by the time you listen to this, but just to let you know in reference for ahead of time, we're gonna be streaming now. If you want to check us out on Twitch, it's Cruisin' Streams on Twitch. Cruisin' Streams. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening. And until the next one, goodbye.
Till next time.